Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How you doing? Welcome to the Huddle with Israel Doctrine. I'm your host, Carl Albert, and you have now entered into the huddle. And it is day two. More shots fired. Let the Lord pick the first to bleed. Open mic. People, it's simple. We got a lot of problems going on in our community. The Bible is the best tool for our liberation. This is my slogan. This is my cry, my plea. You know, for people to get into the Bible and really deal with it. This book tells us about the trying times and the temptations that we're going through. The book also let us know that if we confess our sins and we repent of those things, then we can ask the Lord to step in and help us in a lot of these situations. So, when I'm talking about shots fired in my Hebrew Israelite brethren, committed brethren, RBGs and Pan-Africanists and everything else, it's due to the fact that a lot of people have left the foundation of our liberation, which is the Bible. They didn't allow others to come through and taint their hearts and minds about this book. What they did is they brought, knowing that we, from our knowledge base, know that we are African Americans. This book. Yeah. Know that we are African Americans, meaning we came off the African continent. But more specific, the portion that we came from is Jerusalem, Israel. 7 AD, a good majority of us was ran up out of there based upon our amalgamation with different Hamitic, quote unquote, African tribes. Had husbands, wives, and children that people could argue one Israelite, so one Israel. But at the same time, they were sojourning with Israel through their perils and everything else. That's how you get us today, an amalgamation of Hamitic and Shemitic bloods, right? People, a mixed multitude ended up over here. A mixed multitude will be going back. But, once again, our plight is due to the fact that we just ignore those type of things. So, what I want to do is I want to go to Mark 10 and 42 to show you that there's a certain mindset that we are supposed to have amongst each other as brethren. Right? Mark 10, and we'll pick it up at 42, it said, "But Jesus called them to him and said unto them, you know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles execute lordship over them, and their great ones execute authority upon them." Now, this is talking about the Gentiles, even just amongst Gentiles. But this is where it is with us today. They execute over us, right? 43, "But so shall it not be amongst you." Notice, amongst the Gentiles, it's about lordship over each other and over us. Amongst us is not supposed to be about lordship. You don't make a man lord over you. You don't make a man king over you. You don't make a man a head over you. Right? You allow the Lord to set up watchmen and stewards of his households or his congregation, so on and so forth. Let's read this in another text. We're going to go to Luke this time. Luke 22. We're going to pick it up at 24. And there was also a strife amongst them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentile execute lordship over them, and they that execute authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest amongst you, let him be as the younger. And he that is chief, as he did service. Right? Let me go back to that mark right quick. Because I don't think what I read where it say minister. Yeah, that 43. Mark 10 and 43 is what I mixed. But so shall it be, it shall not be amongst you. But whosoever shall be great amongst you shall be your minister. And Luke 22 and 26, it said do service. Those that should be chief amongst you. And this is the problem. Everybody is servicing themselves. No one is serving the community. Right? All of the watchmen of the Lord has abandoned the Bible. You know, those that dealt with Torah and Tanakh, we ain't even going to worry about them. They don't care about the Bible. But they'll use the term Bible and stuff when it suits them to, you know, try to, you know, put the two branches back together, the northern and the southern kingdom. You know what I'm saying? All folly, people. If you don't believe in the book, then don't pick up the book. You know what I'm saying? Don't pick up the book. If it say Bible on it, don't pick it up. Because you're going to do a disservice to the book. You know what I'm saying? And for that believe that God can't preserve his word again, don't pick up the book, man. Because you're not going to deal with what's being conveyed in this text from Genesis to Revelation. You know, so you do a disservice to the book and the people. But now, let's keep it going, though. So, the greatest amongst you should serve, should minister amongst you. Truly, this is what Torah taught. Whether someone was your enemy or friend or whatever, you were supposed to show love to your neighbors. And this is what the laws, statutes, and commandments of God are for. That we might show love to one another and that we might be able to help each other in our day-to-day temptations, ills, and, you know, madness that go on. So like I said, when I take shots at Israelites or anyone else in the community, because most of them take shots at the Bible. I don't care if they quote-unquote Genesis to Malachi, Genesis to Revelation. They're not bringing Israel's doctrine to the table. And when I say Israel, I'm talking about the Lord God of Israel himself, who named, you know, those that you know, chosen and elect to come into his family, has. So, a carrier, surname themselves, want to deal with that. So, when you see me calling out Nazi, you see me calling out Zion, Mighty Hebrew, Gorilla Hebrew, LaRon, James Castle, Antoine, whatever, Michael Edwards, Cesariak, Daniela, Bashar, Zabak, you know, the many different characters out here. You know what I'm saying? It's due to the fact that I hear something that's unsound in their teaching, and I know that at the end of the day, they need to repent from it. And it'll help a lot of us because it'll hide a multitude of sin. Because certain things that's being perpetuated in the community, causes people to look at stuff in the wrong way, howling in the wrong way, and it brings about death. That's just what it is. We can't organize now because people cause a rift between those that just consider themselves African and not Israelites because of, you know what I'm saying, some craziness that's been taught to them by Ariya, you know what I'm saying, and by their leaders before them. You know, it's crazy, people. Let's go to Ephesians 6, Dawn 12. Let me open up the book. Ephesians 6 and 12. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood. This is what people's problem is. Too many are students, and they never really get down to the principles. When they do get the principles, they get suspended. So, Ephesians 6, and we're going to pick it up at 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in power of his might, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, right? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I like the way Lauren Hill put it, in high and low places. Right? Fighting brother to brother. It's fighting spiritual wickedness, people, against spiritual righteousness. This is the problem. A lot of y'all not, once again, looking at righteousness and wickedness. People point at the white man and say, look, there go the devil. And then all these devils that surround us daily, you know what I'm saying, just getting away with mayhem because they can say, look, we the same skin color. Ain't we brothers? Ain't we brothers of the struggle? Yeah, but look what you're doing to me, brother. Ain't we Hebrew Israelites? Look what you're doing to the Hebrew Israelites, brother. Don't we call on the same God? I say Jesus, you say Jesus. I say Yahweh, you say Yahweh. I say this. Nah, we don't. Because you ain't walking in the love that we're supposed to have towards one another. Let's go to Leviticus. Right? Give me a sec. Let's go to Leviticus, though. Nineteen is where we want to go. Give me a sec, though. I'm looking for something else, too. Leviticus 19, right? Get up at 11. You should not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. You ain't supposed to bear false witness, lie anyway, right? And you shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shall you profane the name of thou God. I am the Lord that goes in not taking his name in vain. His name is Israel. If you surname yourself or whatever, don't dirty up the name. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Now, you got people that say they Torah, and to this day, my wages is still in their pocket. Right? You know who you are, and other people know who you are, but I just leave it like that. I'm just showing you what people not keeping Torah law, and it bring out amongst people. Liberal just for some dollars and stuff. People are doing things to people that is unright. They doing things against the nation. Unright. Right? So now, 14, thou should not cause the death, but shall fear thou God I am the Lord. Ye shall do no unrighteous in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor under the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. You see how this is? It's a problem with the Israelite community most definitely now. You know, and how they dealing with other people. Their judgment is not right. Somebody poor, they make a poor judgment. Somebody mighty or rich, they make a poor judgment. They're not looking at the righteous and the unrighteousness. They're showing respect unto people. But we're supposed to judge our neighbor based upon the laws, statutes, and commandments and the things they do. So, you know, when you call a brother wicked or you do this or do that, bring the Bible. Bring the law. As I used to teach a children class, I said 1 John 3:4 is the first thing y'all need to know, because sin is the transgression of the law. And if you don't say somebody is doing something righteous or unrighteous or sinful, you got to take them to the law. You got to become a legalist, right? So it say in 16, thou should not go up and down as a talebearer amongst thy people, neither should thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. We spoke on talebearing the other day. You know what I'm saying? This is where debate come in. You don't call nobody name out and keep doing this and that. You call them to the table personally or out in the public. Y'all sit down and handle it and then squash it like men, because you reason about the situation, put it on the table, and it can be squashed. But everybody want to claim that their understanding or commentary of the Bible is straight and good. And then they try to make themselves what? Lord over the people, better than the people themselves. They want to be reverence or reverend now or rabbi or even called a spiritual father to other people. You know what I'm saying? Lordship. Not supposed to be so, people. 17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. That's why you don't go down tailbearing and stuff. You rebuke him. So, nigga, you wrong. Nigga, you a lie. I could prove you to be that. And I'm using nigga. I don't have no problem with the word. Part of, you know, the vocabulary today. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to kill it in our time, elders. If you wanted to kill it, you should have killed it in your time. When you was in your prime. Right? We learn from you. Everything we know, we learn it from other people as we take in information, as we come out of the wombs. Our likes, dislikes, our hate, and whatever it is that we know has been cultivated by those that came before us. And those that's in our family that put their likes, dislikes, fears, and everything else on us. And we now use our ability to discern amongst ourselves what is right and unright and this and that, based upon information we gain from the book and everything else in our surrounding or in our culture, right? 18, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am holding grudges and stuff. Remember, once again, it's about the principalities. This is not about the people. It's not about the individual. But when the individual allows the principalities to consume them in a way that they become foul people, sometimes it can get a little personal. Because you see people mangling, choking, and killing the young seeds. You know what I'm saying? And other people that's just ignorant and stuff. They out here trying to kill them and take their lives, their spiritual life. And spirit don't die, people. Spirit do not die. I know y'all might say, well, what happened to the breath of life, or what happened when you die and stuff? That's too deep to even get in. You can't even fathom it. You don't have the faintest idea based up off the biblical text, because you ain't did enough studying. But this right here in Leviticus, just the law itself, has taken us from Leviticus 19:11 to 18. 19, ye shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy calf gender with a, no, I don't want this, leadership garment. Let me see. It's another one about, let me see. Where they go to familiar spirits, thou shalt not rise up or, let me see. Let's pick it up at 33. I want to bring the strange in because, see, strangers sojourned amongst us. If they're amongst us, then they are our neighbors, dummies, dumb. The white woman over there, my neighbor. The white dude over there, my neighbor. The black man over there, my neighbor. The black family over there, my neighbor. Those on the other side of the track, my neighbors. We stay in the same town. It's my neighbors. So whether I consider them amongst me or me amongst them, the law still counts, dummies. So, listen to the law. 33. And if a stranger sojourn with thee in your land, ye should not vex him. But the stranger that dwells amongst you, whether you dwelling amongst them or they dwelling amongst you, you dwelling amongst each other, you can make the argument any way you want to go. But the stranger that dwells with you shall be unto you as one born amongst you, and thou shalt love him as thyself. For ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in meter, in metal yard, in weight, or in measure. Just balance, just weight, just ephah, and a just hin shall ye have. I am the Lord your God, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Therefore say you observe all my statutes and all my judgments, and do them. I am the Lord. Let's go to Deuteronomy 22. I'm going to just show you. Well, I ain't even got to do it. We can talk about it. If you dig a ditch and you don't put something around it, a barrier, and let people know when you come to this area that you could fall and break your neck in this hole, then you're not a good neighbor. You're not looking out for people's well-being. You know what I'm saying? If you build a roof and you don't put borders on it and you got a two-story house and people open up a door and fall out because you ain't got no balcony and this, that, and the other, you're not looking out for them. If the elevator is messed up, you're supposed to put stuff over and let them know that this is messed up. Don't go in the elevator. You fall down and kill yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's looking out for other people. This is being a watchman in itself. Let's go read about the watchman. Because, see, a watchman would do those things for us, rebuking and reproving. And this is what the prophets did. This is what the greatest amongst you supposed to do. Serve the people. Serve the people. Serve the people. If you serving your own will, lust, and whatever, then you ain't poop. You ain't cow manure. Cow chips, as they say. You ain't nothing. You ain't hitting on nothing. All of us was born in communities and families to build on to the community, to build on to the family, and to do it in a way that helps, not to destroy. Y'all would understand that if some of y'all was from the South and you understood a family that had children was doing good, they made money, they did stuff, and the family stayed together and they stayed in the same community, and then they married married into other families around there and stuff, and how family come together like that. The only way people in the city understand that is gang life and stuff, and then you in the same neighborhood and all the bloods is marrying and intermarrying and giving children to each other and stuff like that because they introduce them at a young age with each other. You know what I'm saying? And as they grow up, they go to the same school and play, and they fall in love maybe. You know what I'm saying? In the South, about time you make it to the prom, you done slept with her, and that's your wife. She done graduated, and she pregnant. because y'all went to the prom together, but y'all done grew up with each other since knee high, so on and so forth. Y'all understand community. Y'all understand how to cultivate it. But y'all say you do. You say you smart. You say you deal with social science and anthropological stuff, this, that, and the other, psychology and all these things. You listen to Amos Wilson. You listen to Wade Noble. You listen to Dr. Quest Welsing. You listen to all these people and stuff, like we had the sister on here the other day. Y'all say y'all listen to these people and y'all learn this stuff, then you'll never see people talking about this. People want to go decipher some damn stone or wall somewhere in Egypt like that's going to free us, putting one in our dome when they want to, or just taking our lives when they want to. We not organized as a community, and we not looking out for each other, and we ain't got these people that call themselves Christians, but not living or adhering to the script, you know, sitting over us faking the funk, and we ain't calling them to do what's right. Once again, the Gentiles and those that don't think they Israel but think they Gentiles want the Lord over the people. As y'all like to say, in a Gentile state of mind, even if you're Israelite, you're in a Gentile state of mind, then you're a Gentile. Hell no, you still Israel in a Gentile state of mind. You don't change physically because you think like someone else. You take a little black boy that's an Israelite or anything else and take him to China and grow him up, they're going to see that that's a black boy and that boy ain't from here. And you can call him a Chinese or whatever, call him Lee Wong Chong or whatever. That's still, he is what he is. I don't care how many egg rolls he eat. I don't care how much of the language he speak or whatever. That don't stop him from being from this genealogy line. That's why it behooves me, all these wannabe scientific Negroes, and they don't understand this stuff. Okay. And this is what didn't happen to us as a people. And this is what's still happening to us as a people. Because y'all fail to realize that this world is being given into the people that like the Lord over people, the Gentile, really the white man, the European, you know, from the days of Daniel. It told you how Nebuchadnezzar had rule and reign. He could make alive who he wanted. He could kill who he wanted. He could do whatever he want. And that stuff passed down, the Medes and the Persians, the Greeks and the Romans, kill who they want. They keep alive who they want. They set up any political system they want. And this is y'all problem. Y'all ain't going to those that set up the kings and set up this and that and allow these things to happen by giving the world into their hands. He would have given it into our hands if we wouldn't have failed. Then you wouldn't be crying about the Gentiles and mess with the book and this and that and everything. They wouldn't be sitting over Egypt, where you can go excavate and all that. They won't be sitting over Jerusalem and stuff. Y'all will be sitting over there in the land. And then the history of our people, would it be Egyptians or Israelites, would be intact. And we wouldn't have to do all this arguing and fighting and all this stuff today, because our stuff would be in our possessions. Yet we in other people's possessions. See the problem? Because Negroes are ignorant. So, Ezekiel 33. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, whether you be Israelite or not. Let's just deal with the concept and what it's conveying and the understanding. Once again, greatest amongst you supposed to serve you. You know what I'm saying? People like to talk about, well, the monetary gain system and stuff, and, you know, communism, this and that. The man that's watching the wall need to be taken care of. He need to be rest in every watch, because, you know, you got watches. Just like the thing to be on you, you got watches. You got four cycles. You know what I'm saying? The man that's on that wall needs to be taken care of, because when danger coming and we being evaded or whatever, he is our first line of defense, because he's going to blow the trumpet and he's going to let the people know shit is about to hit. It's about to go down. Get yourself together, right? So this is what this whole thing is about. That is a servant, somebody that will sit up and watch over the people and watch over the land and warn you when it's about to go down. But that's the one you want to go beat up and swell his eye up and hurt him and stuff. Now you got puffed up eyes. How you going to watch over the horizon? I'm just using, you know, examples. But it say, and set him up for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he bow that he blow not the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and take it not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own hand. So I blow the trumpet, and you say, oh, man, the hell with Colin blowing that trumpet. You know, the trumpet player that blow all the time, like the little boy that cried wolf. Then the people don't know. The people don't know to take you serious or not, because now you playing around with people don't know if it's dangerous or you just feel like blowing the trumpet today, right? So it say, four again. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and take not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood is on his own hand. He heareth the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. Oh, shit, the trumpet blew. Boom, 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 boom. You get down, you take care of the business. You know what I'm saying? You run from the sword that's coming. Six, but if the watchman see the sword coming and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from amongst them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. And that's what I consider myself. Whether you call yourself setting me up, the Lord set me up, however, if I'm a watchman and I see danger coming, and I tell you, man, the Hebrew war machine ain't good for the community. Man, these people over here talking false unity and stuff. How you going to get together and you don't believe in the Messiah and he believe in the Messiah? Or he don't believe that your Messiah is the one that was to come, this, that, and the other. Okay, God is not a God of confusion. So how the hell we got all this confusion going on? All because y'all want to join together and go over here and kick Kemet tail. Nah. You joining hands and being a false witness, as Politan calls Zion on and this and that or whatever. You being a false witness against something. Kemet may have done all the stuff that you call yourself attributing to them, and they may not have. But most of the things that you call yourself attacking and agreeing upon, you're not telling people that you're in disagreement with this brother. I'm going to get together with him to go over here and do that. So that in itself is a false premise. When they say, y'all Hebrews not in agreement with each other, they knew that. Then you say, well, y'all Kemet people don't agree with each other too. See, that was child's play, people. Child's play. I'm sitting up here watching and listening and paying attention. Watching and paying attention. Told the brothers on Hebrew War Machine, look, man, if y'all don't get no contract, don't do it. I knew it now. I see what was going on. I ain't had no contract with him in right angle when I got messed over. You know what happened when there ain't no contract? The agreement is not put on paper and able to be arguing and fought with now, because it's word of mouth, and anybody that ain't a man and his word don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's why you at least get the principal thing dealt with, the contract with names on it. So even if you don't go to the white man, you can go to the community, pull up the paperwork and say, see, we had a whatever here, and he signed right here, and he didn't come through with what he said, community. He's a liar and a thief, and the truth ain't in him. The principal agreement on paper. And told the brothers, y'all the main event, don't go to it. Whatever. But nah, I ain't a good watchman in their eyes. I'm just a plain old Christian boy that believe the Bible. I ain't even Israel in most of them eyes. That's what they were saying. Like, if I ain't Israel, how you claiming to be Israel? Same curses was on your folk parents was on my folk parents. So now what? But people, this is the type of stuff that's been going on, and people like, oh, you've been shooting at people all year. Hell yeah, I've been shooting at people all year. Because a lot of these cats wicked. I done tried to talk to them and deal with them on a personal level. And if you can't have no personal conversation, this, that, and the other, or answer some questions to some things that's going on in the community, you not serving the community, you serving yourself. As LaRon said about a lot of people that get on these shows, you go over there to try to dialogue or have a back and forth with them, and they like movie stars, they gone. Well, yeah, I done made my debut. I done got your show hot. You going to show me love now? And I just got some more publicity on another show that got a handful of people. I'm gone. I ain't trying to sit around and talk and deal with the people. That's star stuff. And most of y'all starstruck. So when I take shots, hey, I'm justified. If you feel like you justified, once again, like I told you, y'all can call into this show and y'all can get it in whenever you want to. Go ask the Knesset of Jesus up there, Buffalo, New York, Zadok them. Some of y'all been hanging with them lately. Go call them, talk to them, ask them if I don't get it in. Go to Sal Showtime Show, ask them if I don't get it in. Just because y'all don't see me over there on Sinettas like that, because I ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying, take the wood like y'all do, you know. Don't get mad at me. Oh, you ain't got no Sinetta fame. I'm very famous over there. I got historical stuff over there, and some of y'all don't. The only ones that really debated before the Kemen on trial was Tazariak, Nasi, and me. Mines is legend because they tried to hide what I was doing because it didn't fit into their paradigm. Retaliation is what people wanted. You say something about me, I say something about you, we retaliate, we have a Kemen on trial and make a good buck. I was talking about salvation, reconciliation amongst God and all mankind, most definitely the Africans. I threw the white man in there just for pure measure, but especially from the Africans. So then, if they would have dealt with that paradigm, it wouldn't have been no little black boy from Africa talking about he couldn't eat at no barbecue or whatever. This, that, and the other. If people would have took heed to the conversation and really looked at it and allowed me and Gorilla to debate it, of me and Tazariak, of me and Shaka War or whatever, Nasi or whoever. But see, Nasi and Zion believe it, but they never came out and said that. Now you catch them in the black and stuff, and they letting it seep out. Yeah, other nations can get it. Before then, though, dealing like everybody else in the conscious community. White man come from the rhesus monkey and this, that, and the other. If you read in the Black Jews here, Dr. Men tell you about the myth of, you know, Ham being cursed, which it was really Canaan. And then he go into that rhesus monkey thing and he tell you that the black people came up with that to get at the white people for their big lip curses and this, that, and long shaft curse thing. You know what I'm saying? So, but y'all said Dr. Ben was one rap type when he wrote We the Black Jews. So y'all probably don't want to take that scholarly work in there. But he tell you in in the what's this? I forgot what it's called. The foreword of the book. He say, I have answered my questions by assuring you that this volume contains only historical facts about Africa, Ethiopian / Lashian / Black Jews, African Jews, Ethiopian Jews, Lashian Jews, Black Jews, right? That's it. It said historical facts about them. People say they want to know the history of Israel and stuff, and we got to go to David Rose now. Yeah, we go to David Rose. He pulled out some stuff, but nobody ever checked out We the Black Jews to see how much information Dr. Ben put in there. But y'all want to debate us and then quote stuff from Dr. Ben and try to act like Dr. Ben didn't have no Israelite ties. But let's get back to this Watchman here, right? So we didn't get down to the part where that if you don't blow the trumpet, the blood will be required at your hands. 9. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, to not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thou so. If thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, and he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thou hand. Therefore, thou sons of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgression and our sins be upon us, and we paint away in them, how shall we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, because that the wicked, death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why were ye house of Israel? Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteous of the righteous shall deliver him in the day of his transgression, and for as for the wicked of the wicked, the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness, neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinned. This is a direct correlation with Ezekiel 18. When I shall say to the righteousness that he shall surely live, if he turn to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered. But for his iniquity that he has committed, he shall die for it. Again, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restore the pledge, go back to the, covenant, because they pledged to do what the Lord said, made a covenant right. Give again that he had robbed, walking in the statutes of life. Statutes of life, damn. Without committing iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of his sins that he has committed shall be mentioned unto him. He has done that which is lawful and right. He shall surely live. Yea, yet the children of Israel, the children of thou people say, children of Israel, so the Lord is not equal. But as for them, their ways is not equal. When the righteous man turneth from his righteousness and committed iniquity, he shall even die thereby. But if the wicked turn from his wickedness and do that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. Yet ye say, the ways of the Lord is not equal. O house of Israel, I will judge you, every one of you, after his way. But see, our job is to tell them, people, let's go to Ezekiel 2. I want to have fun in Ezekiel for the day. But see, this is what a servant of God is supposed to do, be warning the people, blowing the trumpet. That's teaching the word of God, not arguing with some damn people from Kemet about some meta this and what's on some damn walls and our historical this, that, and the other. We supposed to be conveying a message of righteousness and wickedness, dark principalities and people out here working in ways that others can't see because they're not illuminated to what the law, statutes, and commandments define as righteous and unrighteous, sin and not sin, transgression and not, iniquity and not. You know what I'm saying? What's abominable and what's not? On the whole damn Kemet on trial thing, if they would have just read, man is not supposed to lie with man like he lied with woman, and say, give me a test better than that. Give me something out of your text, which I'm going to have a look debate Sunday, 8 o'clock, right, with this brother on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do it on YouTube because I can't even get words out of my mouth. I ain't going to be doing this no more for 2 hours. I'm going to do 3 shows start Monday. I'm going to split it up to 3 shows. What time slots, I don't know yet. So, but Ezekiel, what is 2 or 3? I think we'll pick it up. Let me see. All right, we'll pick it up. Yeah, 3. But it's saying 3, right? Just to show y'all that we're supposed to be speaking the word of God. I ain't got to explain to you if King James was homosexual, was he black, this and that. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. He was used to bring about this book, and this book is a righteous book, a right sound doctrine. That's my belief. That's my understanding. That's my comprehension. You don't want to believe that. You don't want to understand that. You don't want to comprehend that. To hell with you then. Those that don't have an ear, if you don't want to hear that trumpet, I blew it. If you pine away in your sins and iniquity and die in them, you just make sure you have some gasoline Speedos and some gasoline, you know, bathing suit. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to the lake. And it's called the lake of fire. So, Ezekiel 3:1. Moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat the roll. And he said unto me, son of man, cause thou belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, son of man, go get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. Israel, y'all don't let them take the damn Bible out your hand. I done it, trying to put PowerPoint up, do this and that, but my PowerPoint be having these scriptures on it. I ain't never going to a battle and not swing this sword. You going to come into my realm. I ain't going over there. I don't have to attack that stuff. It's death in that stuff. It's death in that stuff. I don't have to attack it. I just got to get the people to come away from it. No. That's poison. Don't eat that. That's poor. Okay, you want to eat it? Go ahead. Get you a good feel of it. You might as well get your belly full because afterwards you're going to die. And that's not to say still nothing against Kemet because they had knowledge. You know why they had knowledge? Because Joseph taught them. Yeah, Joseph taught them based on this literary text. Y'all might say, well, I can't find it nowhere else. It's out there. I know where you can find it, too. And here, it tells you. That Pharaoh, or that Nasut, whoever it was wasn't ignorant. He seen the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the Lord God of Israel, or the Hebrews at that point, on that man. And he took him and put him second highest up under him. So you don't think he was dealing with everybody and showing them, do this, do that, do that, do that. Because he told them from this book, he said, you need to find a man that's able to make this thing happen right. Okay, I'm going to go back to the dungeon. Hold up, hold up, hold up. If you got this much wisdom, knowledge, and understanding how to deal with it, damn it, I might as well set you over these matters. And then he told his brothers as a testimony when they came down here, God sent me to save this place and make sure it was good and running, that when the famine hit, y'all can come, eat, and now everybody good. He blessed me to be a blessing unto them, and since I'm a blessing unto them, then now they're a blessing unto me and my family. That was the secret relationship before the Pharaoh came, based up on a literary text, and he knew not Joseph. Damn Joseph and his family. This is how I'm finna run it. And in the hell with their God, too. The same way you get these Negroes running around here today saying, to hell with that Bible and the God of that Bible, this, that, and the other. And then you think, well, why do we have relations like this? Why is our relationship with each other like this? If y'all are Africans or Hamitic people and we Israelites, why we gotta have this beef now? Because people not understanding the text. They God King say, kill the Israelite children. Our God said, kill the Egyptian children. Then brought us out and said, look, you can't abhor Egyptian no more. You can't be mad or do all the stuff like we was reading in Leviticus. That's why them laws there, and if a stranger sojourn with you and them Egyptians and other Hamitic tribes and people that was down there when they came out, and they believed on them signs and stuff based up on the literary text. I keep it like that because you don't believe anyway. But based up on the text, it's written that way and it's stated that way. And if you're going to make a biblical argument about something, argue about what's written in the text, damn it, you at least need to know something about what the text say. You can go read me a wall in Egypt, but you can't tell me what this book say that's been around you since the day you popped out your mama womb. Need a whooping because they didn't understand it, then they didn't teach nothing to you. So he said, eat this scroll, go speak to the children, fire, for thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech or a hard language, but unto the house of Israel. You can go with English today and they think you're speaking a strange speech, and they want to go, oh, you gotta speak to me in Hebrew. If you don't say it to me in Hebrew, then I can't hear what that book say. I can't hear, thou should not kill, thou should not steal. I can't hear that. That ain't in Hebrew. See, you don't know what kill mean unless you get the Hebrew equivalent, the word that equivalent to it, this and that. Come on, man. Taking a life is taking a life. Killing is killing. An unrighteous murder, killing is unrighteous. It's a righteous killing, it's an unrighteous killing. God told them to go kill up some people. Once again, if you don't know why he told them why to go kill it up, kill them up, it's because you ain't read the book. Don't ask me, well, why God tell them to go kill them people up? Go read the book. It's right there. But you're supposed to be such a literary giant. When you read books and eat them up and just get the knowledge out of them and your comprehension of wordplay and this and that and, you know, grammar and everything is supposed to be superb, but you can't understand the book. All right, so 6 again. Not to many people of a strange speech, hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely have I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. They would have hearkened. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-headed. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their face, and their forehead strong against, and thy forehead strong against their forehead. Man, sound like we finna have some contention, Israel. Lord has set me against you and you against me, the righteous against the wicked. And we know what the righteous is supposed to be doing. We know what the wicked is supposed to be doing based up on what's written. The righteous is bold as what? And the wicked do what?
Meow.
They get out of here. That's why I call people out and people don't answer, because they don't want to be shown openly that they wicked. That they not in the proper light. They're not properly illuminated by the words that's written in this book, this text. 9. As a amendment, amendment harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their look, though they be a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thy heart and thy mind, and hear with thy ears, and go get thee to them of the captive, unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, thus saith the Lord God, whether they hear, whether they forbear. Then spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of a great rushing, saying, blessed be the glory, hear whether they forbear, right? Let's go like the 27. But when I spake with thee, I opened thy mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, he that hear it, let him hear, and he that forbear, let him forbear, for they are a rebellious house. He that hear, let him hear, and pour it in it. He that don't want to hear, draw it back from him. Don't give him jack. I hung up on some brothers today. I'm talking to them. I know they don't care a damn. They don't give a damn about the Bible. They asking me questions. I'm trying to, you know, after a while, I'm like, okay, y'all crazy. You know what? I hung up on them. Ain't no use to talking to y'all. Because you ain't trying to reason from the book. You don't know, you don't have no foreknowledge of what you're talking about. And you want to say, but what if it was never written? And what if this? And what if my whatever? You know what I'm saying? What if, what if, what if? We can play what if games all day. It's written. It says what it says. You can believe it or don't. But if you're going to speak about it, at least know something about it. Know something about the story. Know something about whatever it is you're trying to deal with in here. Or just shut the hell up. For real. And for those that say they do know, those that say they study the book and read the book, man, what type of atrocities y'all done committed against the word of God? All kind. But if somebody want to speak, hit one. I got you, sister. I know you can't hit one. So, yeah, shots fired at the whole Hebrew Israelite community. Y'all know I don't like the term Hebrew Israelite anyway. I think it's a bogus term. You could be a Hebrew. You could be an Israelite. You can call yourself a Jew. Or you could, if you think you know you one of them 12 tribes, you one of those 12 tribes off the 12 tribe chart, even do that. But don't be giving me no mixtures of words and combining words. That's confusion. God is not the author of confusion. And if you was going to the United Nations or this and that, and you want to claim nationality and so on and so forth, the nation that you're from, saying you a Hebrew Israelite nation is no such things in the history books. That's modern day terms. That's when you see Divine Osinetta, he like Hebrew Israelite. He said, no, nah, ancient Israelites. So I know the Hebrew Israelite again. He said, the ancient or the Israelites. He wasn't putting Hebrew on it. Because when you go back in history and read, you're not going to read in no damn history book Hebrew Israelites did anything. You're going to read Hebrews and you're going to read Israelites. You might not even hear Hebrew. You know what I'm saying? It might be another term for that. But if you combine in the words, you're just confusing the people now. And that's something that's going on in the community. And I took a lot of flack for blowing the trumpet and telling people that. Because look what's going on with all this stuff.
8704075262.
Hello? Great News Martell, marketers. But you know what I'm saying? Look at what's going on. Homeland Security, police departments, and everything said Hebrew Israelites are Homeland Security's worst threat. And then you want to sit up here and talk about we the largest army, this, that, and the other. Damn it, you putting the bulls out on your people in trying times like this. Are you niggas crazy? Y'all want to wear fringes and keep that and everything else. You going to get niggas with fringes pop. Then what you going to do? Oh, this, that, and that. No, man. Y'all playing games with niggas' lives, man. Y'all playing games with people's lives because you don't want to be honest about stuff and you want to keep the tradition of the elders and the doctrines of men. Fallacies. I'm through. Shots fight. Day two. How many people have been emotionally wounded? Sister, how you doing? Your mic's open.
Hey, peace, brother. What's going on with it?
Hey, another night of gunfire.
I know. I couldn't handle it on the left.
Huh?
I said, so you put the hammer up on your desk. And this mic is too phone echoing.
Say what?
This phone echoing.
Oh.
You hear?
It's not on my end. I'll mute my mic.
Can you hear me now? Oh, yeah. Okay. You didn't mute
I hear you.
Mic.
It ain't echo. I hear you, it ain't echoing on my end, so when you speak, I'm going to mute my mic so it won't echo.
I heard you were talking about neighbors and the watchman. If you're a servant, you're supposed to be a watchman. And I heard you talking about all the shooting, man. We got so much shooting, but it ain't the shooting going on. We done had 65 people that have got ran over. Ran over, killed, kept going, nothing been did about it. The law ain't doing nothing. Nope. If you're supposed to be a leader, you're supposed to help everybody, and ain't no color. And I heard you say something about nigga, define nigga. Because I don't agree with the definition in the dictionary. I don't believe a nigga have a color either. I believe that a nigga is a person that don't care about nobody. And none but they self. What you think? Hello? Israel, mute your phone.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I know y'all out there and YouTube heard me. I said, I like the way Tupac put it. Never ignorant in goals accomplished. Nigga, what are we supposed to do? Walk blind? Fight and die if we must, like niggas. You know, but, I mean, people can take it as a negative word or whatever, you know, just like chitlins. They gave us the worst of the whole. We made a delicacy out of it. Everybody started eating chitlins after we took it, the worst stuff in the world, and made a delicacy out of it. Soul food. So, we as a people, you know, as we could say, we may break out of straw and blah, blah, blah. Whatever condition we find ourselves in or whatever, we make the best out of it. Like they try to say, you know, nigger rig and stuff. Man, you ain't got to make that work. I bet y'all make it work. I'm going to take some tape and this, that, and you think MacGyver was good. Wait till I get through with this and see if it don't work and it don't fit. You know, So I don't look at no word as negative. You know what I'm saying? I don't look at no word as positive. I look at it as forms of communication. And you use words to convey a message. And if you have to say profanity or nigga or whatever it is, depending on your audience, if you can reach them with that by any vocabulary means necessary. Say what you got to say and let it be truthful and honest and let the truth reign free. And, you know, because people going to hate and be offended if you say it intelligently, but still chopping at them and cutting at them. It's still going to cut at them, whether if you speak ignorantly or intelligently. It don't matter. Yep. Not me. I don't hold people to them standards. I just hold to, is it right or wrong, or is it righteous or unrighteous? I don't care how you say it. Because you can use terminologies and words that I don't know nothing about and cuss me out all day and say all kind of horrible things about me. Just because you didn't use words that they say are profane don't mean that you ain't accomplished the same thing. So
I know. I do understand. You talking about the shooting. And people shooting with their mouth. There ain't got to be no gun. They kill each other with their mouth. People look at shooting as just a gun. No. Your mouth can really kill a person.
Yep. But if they say, you know, you got to blast back. You know, if you got a gun, at least shoot back. A lot of people sit out here and get shot at all the time, verbally, physically, or whatever, and they just take the shots. They don't never return the shot. But as I say with my little old raggedy double barrel that my daddy left, he left some more, but my brothers got them. But I like the double barrel, so I kept that. I at least got two shots. And I ain't going out without at least pulling the trigger once. And if I pull both of them at the same time, I got both shots off at the same time. So I ain't going out without taking a shot.
I feel you. By all means necessary, I'm going to defend myself. And I heard you say about the other topic about people should not be putting people over them, but let the Lord put them over. I definitely agree with that 100%.
What was that?
I heard you were saying people should not be letting people put people over them, that they should let the Lord put them over. You need to pray about stuff.
It's about lording over people. Ain't nothing wrong with somebody being through it or something. You know, then you go to the person that's over this, that, or whatever. But when people trying to act like they God himself, you know, that's where the word reverend come in. It's a reverend. It's his name. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. So reverence to the word.
If you say reverend so-and-so, you just gave reverence to that name, you know?
Yep.
So calling people your spiritual father. We got that a lot going on in the community. My master teacher, my spiritual father, and people that's in the Old Testament using the term rabbi, you know?
Yeah.
Father and rabbi is something you ain't supposed to use in dealing with. Man, that's based up on the biblical text once again. So, I mean, either you adhere to the book or you don't. If you adhere, here. If you forbid. I don't care what you do. I just got to do my job.
Right. I agree. And I heard you mention by neighbor. My neighbor is not next door. My neighbor is everywhere. And y'all know color. The Lord didn't put color on there. He say love your neighbors. You love yourself. If you don't love your neighbors, how can you? If you love yourself, then you supposed to love your neighbor. You can't have one without the other. The Lord never separated, and it's not a color. And you know what really tripped me out? The only time I ever see people do anything to anybody is when these holidays come. It's not being no neighbor to me. That's something people are doing to get the name out there. I always wondered about that growing up.
Yeah, the holiday thing. I mean, once again, it's spirits. If somebody get you drunk, they can almost get you to say and do anything. If somebody gets you high on drugs, and look at it, any different things are called spirits. So at the end of the day, if somebody gets you on a Christmas drug or whatever, it is what it is, man. I mean, we done talked about that already. Can't nobody, well, my mother was living, can't nobody say you got to do something for her on Mother's Day. I don't think I ever did anything for my mother's on some Mother's Day.
Oh.
I didn't know her birthday for the longest. I just hear people say it. Say, oh, birthday coming around? All right. until I start taking care of her business, and then it was like that. You know what I'm saying? But growing up, those type of things, that's why people look at me funny. Like I tell people, it's just certain things just never matter to me. And if it wasn't in my little world, in my day-to-day, it was like, what? Who? What? Yeah, for real? Oh, okay. I mean, certain things just never grabbed my attention like that. When it did, and I was captivated by it, then I was captivated by the same thing about the Bible. I tell people, I didn't live more without it than I have with it. So at the end of the day, can I live without the Bible and still making and still have morals and conduct and this and that and everything? Yes. Yes. But most of the reality of the thing that people ain't realizing is that the people around me dealt with the Bible and stuff. And once again, my environment fed my knowledge base. I took in from the perspective of the people that were around me saying different things that they called themselves going to church and hearing preachers and stuff. So I got it secondhand. I ain't go to the primary the book itself. I got it from secondhand sources. The people that read the book, that's the same thing I was trying to tell people one day on here about definition. I don't need a dictionary to know what the definition of a word is. I go to a secondhand source. I go to somebody that done read the dictionary and say, what's the definition? They tell me the definition. I don't need the book. So it's the same thing. Do you need this book? No. But you got to get the secondary source because they're going to be telling you from the primary. Then if you want to check the source, you got to go to the book. What you say about you? Well, let me go to the book and see. But niggas will go look at the definition of a word and check it before they go and check the Bible for what people tell them about the Bible. They'll just take it as the gospel, whether if it's true for a lie.
I know. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They don't go do no research and searching for themselves. I'm like, wow, that's scary. I'll be listening at them say that a lot. Well, you know, so-and-so, well, hey, best friend, you and so-and-so, do not tell me. I will go and look for myself. Show me what you talk about. You read it for myself.
Right, but so I can have my they talk about scholarship now and stuff in the community. Everybody got to be a damn scholar or whatever. So in academic, I can't even get the damn word out. That's how good I care about it. But anyway, in this scholar academic world that they trying to bring us into, then, you know, definitions and understanding this and understand. But they forget in academia, you deal with literature all the time.
Yep.
And they say you give references. So if somebody talking to you from the Bible, you know what I'm saying, based up on their measuring scale and giving you references, why would you even take it? And if you start talking to them about the Bible and say, hold up, let me give you a reference or let me take you to that scripture or whatever, they'll beg you down like, nah, that's all right. Don't get the book out. We don't need the book. I don't need the reference. I don't. I thought you was academically ready for this. But when they say academics, they talking about anthropological this and that and, you know, all these sociology and different stuff, you know, you got to be a scientist or this, that. They just They don't think the book, this literature here, is something that need to be added to the mix. But let me see. I'm about to make another show because after this, I told some brothers we can get on here and talk this Old Testament stuff. No, it's a lot of Old Testamentals. It's a whole lot of Old Testamentals with Genesis to Malachi. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, got a lot to say nowadays and stuff. You know, you get one ignorant brother kick off this mess, and now it's floating all through the community. So it needs to be dealt with.
And we're going to deal with it then. By
yeah,
all
we
means.
Because I agree with y'all. When Jesus was him, Mark, Matthew, John, Paul, Peter, James, well, none of them write no books. They was walking around chilling with him.
That's right. They had no reason to write.
Nobody wrote a book yet. So what did he deal with? Yeah, with the Old Testament.
I'm sure.
The thing is that we can see the testimony now, and that's it. We can see the testimony.
Yep.
We can bear witness that these things was true, based up on the literary that he's a man. So,
without the prophet, there was no word. The disciples didn't write anything. That's why you just can't tell people that. I'll be wanting to show them, because if you tell somebody something and it ain't true, you're in trouble. That's why the Lord told the watchman to warn the people. They said, "Well, you ain't no preacher. Wait a minute. Did it say preacher? I don't think so. It said watchman, and I am a watchman because I'm a servant, and I'll read that book. We're going to look at the book, and I'll show it to you and read it. But, you know, it's just like you just said, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They say, well, you know what that word to say. I don't be offending people, but they offend me. Well, my pastor said this. Okay. Well, your pastor ain't God either. Mm-mm. Your pastor ain't wrote this book either. Me, the book was around long before we was born.
Anybody else got something else to say here at one? Because I don't think I'm going to be here in the next 38 minutes.
Hey, man, you finna go hit them brothers with that Old Testament. My sister online.
How you doing, sister?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Another day.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You speaking, baby. You speaking the truth. I love it.
Yeah, I'm a routine guy, so I try to get in routines and stay in routine. At least I know what to expect. And people know what to expect, you know.
Right, ain't nothing wrong with that.
So,
yeah, my sister wind up.
So, 314-352. Y'all got something to say?
314
hit one. If y'all ain't got nothing to say, I'm probably been about to dip out.
Yes, because you said you finna go deal with them old scholars. And make sure you let me and my sister know how it went tomorrow.
Yeah, I hear you. What's the day, the 24th? Tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
Day.
Your last day is tomorrow, ain't it?
Yeah, of 2 hours. Going in at this time for 2 hours. I'm gonna spread.
So when did it start?
Huh?
When did 30 minutes start?
What's the day? Tuesday? When? Thursday, probably. Thursday and Friday. I mean, I might do shows this weekend, too, but I don't know. I don't want to burn myself out, but at the same time, I got 3 shows that I can actually do 45 minutes. I need to build up content anyway. The more content you got, the more titles you got, the more you can bring people to your YouTube channel, this, that, and the other, this, that. So I need to build more content anyway. 3 shows a day, 30 minutes.
Okay.
plenty enough time to build content.
It is. You can save somebody's life in 2 minutes.
So.
And you and just put the word out there. It'll save their life. It'll take us back to when Jesus was stooping down, writing in the dirt. Yeah. We appreciate the show, brother. Just send the text, man. My sister be on there. Lord, say the same.
I will.
Hey, go tell the scholars now and make sure you're
these ain't no scholars. These people say they deal with the Bible. People that deal with the Bible don't consider. Well, at least I don't consider them scholars. I just.
Yeah, I just try to be respectful and give them titles they be wanting. Them scholars. I don't do scholars and theologians. And, oh, yeah, before y'all, you know, them people use all them old big words. They be talking. I say, what is you talking about? Girl, you don't know what that means? Uh-uh. Put it in little bitty words like A and is and N and do and don't. Why are you using them big words, brother? Just big words somebody that taught you and come to find out they really don't know what it means they spell. Why do people do that?
To make themselves better than others. Why do people...
It doesn't do any good because they get trapped.
Because they figure if you wear Michael Jordan's, then you the man. You paying $100-something. Why do they go buy certain cars and stuff to be different and to say that they have something better than somebody else? You know, as Kanye West say, you know, something. You might spend $1,000 on a pair of shoes just to say, you ain't got these. You ain't up on this, you know?
Uh-huh.
You can't afford this. So it's the same thing with big words and stuff. People use stuff that normal people don't use to try to say they more intelligent and this and that than others. They know a word that you don't know. But that's why I said, you know, I ain't never been the one for the spelling bee or vocabulary tests and, you know.
I'm gonna get off this phone, but I tell them just like this: write that big word that you talk about. Let me go pull up my Webster dictionary, and I'm gonna break it all down. Cause big words come from little words. You take all them little words and put in one big word. You can take the big word, tear it apart, and break it down. Then they just look at me.
I come from the South where at least 20 years back, I say, that some people were still very successful people in society and had money and raised a family, and they were still just making their ex.
Yep.
They couldn't write their name. They just made their ex.
Wait, still making their name an ex. Seriously.
Well, I know
it's
some people. I know it's some people probably do it, whatever. I'm not trying to get that deep in it. I'm just saying I know once upon a time, personally, people that just, they go to the bank and they had plenty of money in the bank.
Uh-huh. Oh, loaded. The richest man in the world never went to school. He taught his own self. That's a true story. I've seen it from my own two eyes on TV. He's a billionaire.
That Walmart's dude, if I'm not mistaken, he didn't finish high school or nothing. Oh. But look what Walmart said today, and look at his children. You can go to certain parts of Arkansas, it's Walmart world. Everything
is
Walmart. The company, the truck company, the supplier, this and that. It's Walmart land. You go up there.
A billionaire. He a trillionaire.
So,
but you can get up off of here. So you can
Hold up. Okay. 253. Tune in. I don't know who that is. But anybody want to speak, you better hit one.
Right, because me and my brother talk.
Anybody want to speak, hit one. All right, I'm gone. Peace.
All right, peace, brother. See you tomorrow, Lord. Say the same.
All right.
Okay.